What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
All right, welcome to episode 145. We're a gal and a gay pop culture connoisseurs. I'm Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us.
So it's been a few weeks.
Yeah,
but we are making up for lost time.
We are
going to do a couple podcasts.
Yeah.
That you guys will hear over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with, well, I've seen a few movies.
Yeah, you've seen a few.
Recently. This podcast, we're mainly going to talk about Game Night.
Game Night, mm-hmm.
The new movie with Jason Bateman, Rachel McAdams, Kyle Chandler.
Jesse Plemons.
Michael C. Hall is in it.
Oh, yeah.
Dexter.
Yeah, I forgot he was in that, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, great cast. Yeah. Great cast, yeah.
So we'll talk about that in a minute. But you haven't seen Black Panther.
I haven't seen it yet. I know, I'm the only person in the world who hasn't seen it yet.
You really are.
I know.
But that's okay. It was great.
I
loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely loved it. And again, you're hearing so much about Black Panther, we don't really need to sell you on
that. I just really love the whole cultural thing around it, you mm-hmm. know, especially for African American people. It's just been, it's a huge deal, especially for little kids who, you know, it's just, it's amazing how people are embracing it. I love it, you know?
And how to be able to see themselves on the big screen.
Right.
And not just, I was listening to Entertainment Weekly did a, kind of like a town hall with some of the cast, and they were talking about how important it is. Like, because in a lot of movies, if you have one strong black woman, she has to hold this, like, she has to represent every black woman, or the one strong, you know, black man.
Mm-hmm.
He has to tell. But in this movie, there are several of them who have to kind of, kind of be the role model for everyone, and it's incredible.
Yeah, it's
It's something you haven't seen.
Yeah,
and I hope that we get to see more of it.
I hope so too.
Because it really, it's a game changer.
Yeah, I know. You know, in this movie too, it's like, I know so many people who went and saw it, who are after my a lot of my coworkers who are African American were really excited about this, and they're not necessarily comic book or superhero people, but they were so excited to see this movie and they loved it. So I just love seeing that for representation. I mean, you know, it's just it's a really great thing.
And to me, it seemed like there is something that everyone can take from it. So even if you're not black, you can still. There's still parts of it that you can relate to easily.
Yeah.
So, it's a game changer.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. And hopefully one day for the LGBT crowd, there will be a movie like that.
Yeah. Let's hope
so. For superheroes.
So
there's a big superhero that is, and it's no big deal.
Right.
But great.
Yeah.
I definitely want to see it again. In theaters before.
And even, I was even telling my friend Kevin, who I work with, I was like, go watch Civil War first, because that's when he makes his appearance, know? And I was like, and when you see the movie, stick around after the credits, because there's usually stuff. So it's like, because he's not typically a superhero guy. So
this
it was fun
things.
To enlighten him about superhero stuff. So
And these characters are going to have a huge role in Infinity War.
And that's what I told him. I was like, this, and then we have there's a big Avengers movie coming out, and they're going to be in this. So, you know, it's like, this is not just one film. Like, when this is it's a standalone film, but he's in the universe now, so it's going to be more. And there's definitely going to be another Black Panther movie.
Well, but just think of, there are so many, and again, you haven't seen it, but there are so many characters in this movie that could have their own spinoffs.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So that's what's really exciting.
Yeah.
And how they could fit in this bigger universe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And how strong of role models they are. Even the villain is a role model kind of thing. So, and you can relate. And the one thing I loved about it is they're not trying to save the world.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
It seems like every movie.
It's true.
Every superhero movie.
That is true.
Trying to save the world.
Yeah.
You know? Or the villain is after a box.
I know.
The box formula. There's a box out there, and this villain is trying to get his hands on it. His or her hands on it. So
yeah, we're gonna get plenty of that in the
Infinity War. Right, Infinity War.
We're gonna get plenty of that. Yeah.
So, but that's what's exciting is to see that Wakanda is gonna play such a big role.
Yeah.
In the next big Marvel movie. So anyway, so yeah. that was a really good movie. I also saw Annihilation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that. And as I said in my review on TV, it might be a little, like, if you're looking for answers.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because I read a review about it.
And you're not getting
They're
answers.
Like, if you're looking for answers, you're not going to get them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, which is interesting.
Not at all. And it's interesting. And again, I get excited for trailers, but the thing is a trailer, it made me think I knew how the movie was going to be, mm-hmm. how it was going to be laid out, mm-hmm. and it's not. It doesn't start chronologically, you know, like, so
gotcha.
But the trailer makes you think
that it does.
Got and so it, it kind of is like, ugh. And then I did have a couple issues with it. Spoiler alert, sort of. You already know, I mean, you basically can figure out the way they tell the story and the way they lay it out that you already know that Natalie Portman's character is safe.
Yeah, that's what I read in that review.
So
yeah,
I didn't like that.
That kind of takes away the.
It does. It takes away from right because
right, the climax anticipation.
Right, and the climax would be. I would have felt totally. I would have felt way better about it if I didn't know.
Right.
That she was.
She's
going
to make it out. Yeah. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was one of my big problems with it. I mean, again, there are gaps and holes and like, and you think, oh, they're going to fill that. No. Mm. Like,
mm.
no.
Mm.
But it's.
And yeah. You were saying it's based on a book series, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So this could be the first of a few, depending
on how well it does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also thought it was interesting that Oscar Isaac, I read an article that he was filming Star Wars at the exact same time he was filming Annihilation.
Interesting.
And they were able to work it into a schedule. And he's like, they were just saying, Rian Johnson, the director of Star Wars, he's like, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
I mean, they're on the same studio, so it's not like.
Yeah. He's not flying from London to LA,
It was all in the same, mm-hmm. so it was able to work. But, I mean, Oscar Isaac doesn't have that big a role in it. I mean, this is a Natalie Portman movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the really cool thing, we were just talking about Black Panther, how the representation for the black community, all of the characters
are women.
Right?
And Tessa Thompson's in this
yes.
one? Yeah, she's really blowing up. She's in so many mm-hmm. things right now, and I really like her.
She's such a versatile actor because at first I was like, oh, I know, I've seen her in something. And I was like, holy shit, she was in Thor. Like,
yeah.
This is a totally
And she was on Westworld.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Or still on Westworld, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jane the Virgin.
Yeah.
Gina Rodriguez.
Yeah, Gina Rodriguez. I'm really glad she's starting to get
like, and she
in
is
movies.
Butch in
yeah.
this.
Oh,
like,
okay.
complete opposite of Jane. So it's almost, that's what's great when some of these actors are able to just kind of, just kind of absorb themselves into the role. And then you're like, I don't remember, who is that? You know, like, they get lost in the role. And that's good.
That's
but anyway, I highly recommend it. But again, don't go in, because I go in sometimes thinking I need things explained.
Right.
And so sometimes it disappoints me.
Yeah.
But it didn't disappoint me in this.
Oh, that's good.
In this instance. What else? Okay, so I guess, and then Game Night was the other one.
Yeah.
So we can start.
We can talk about Game Night. We both saw this one.
Yes, we did.
So if you don't know what Game Night is, it just came out, and it's a comedy mystery, a little dark.
Mm-hmm.
Stars
a little dark comedy.
Little Jason Bateman. It has a great cast. Jason Bateman, Rachel McAdams.
We're just talking about Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, we were. Rachel
McAdams.
Kyle Chandler.
Who needs to be doing more comedies?
Right. She was great in this. Yeah. I mean, everybody was great, but like Jesse Plemons, Kyle Chandler, really great crafts, but
mm-hmm.
they all get involved in a game night that goes wrong pretty much. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It kind of turns into a real sort of murder mystery.
Right.
And again, it's sort of in this is Jason Bateman's sweet spot.
Right, exactly.
Like,
this is, Jason Bateman.
This is a movie that is written for him.
Right. Dry, sarcastic,
mm-hmm.
All the things he's great at,
Right. From Arrested Development
mm-hmm.
to Office Christmas Party, which
mm-hmm.
I love.
Right, yeah.
Horrible Bosses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, this Identity Theft. I mean, it's just, Yeah. It's just Jason Bateman playing the same character.
Right, it is.
Basically. But he's so good.
But he's good at it, and it's hilarious. So, yeah, this was a really fun movie. It was funny. Had some really great moment. Great ensemble cast. You know, and had some twists and turns that you weren't necessarily expecting. So, I think it's a really enjoyable, it's a really fun movie to go see with your friends or a date night or whatever. So,
and there was a, we can't help but mention that there was a
Friday Night Lights reunion. So,
with Kyle Chandler and Jesse
Mick Phillips. And I are obsessed with Friday Night Lights and have been for many, many years. We loved it. And so, having Jesse Plemons and Kyle Chandler, who was Coach Taylor.
And sharing scenes together.
Yeah, sharing scenes together was nice. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. And it's so hard to not see Kyle Chandler as Coach Taylor.
I know.
You know, and then in this movie, he's not a very nice person.
Right.
And so it's always weird. Like, Coach Taylor!
And right. I will say that Sharon Horgan looks so much like Connie Britton.
She did! It's her hair!
Connie Britton's in the back seat!
I know, right.
She's waiting for Coach.
It's the hair, yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, yeah, I know, right. Exactly. You're right.
but it's great.
Right.
And Jesse Plemons is so good.
He...
Talk about a versatile actor.
Right. Like, he just continues to amaze me. And, I mean, I think everybody. I mean, because you just... To think back to Friday Night Lights, where he was this teenager. Right. And he was great on Friday Night Lights, but you just to see how he's grown as an actor... I mean, and everything he's in, he's fantastic. And this is no exception. Like, he was, I think, one of the standouts, I think, in this
film. I agree.
Yeah. Like, he stole the scenes. So, yeah.
So we were talking about Jason Bateman and Kyle Chandler. They play brothers in this movie.
There's a bit of a sibling rivalry going on between them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so both of them kind of talk about, in an interview we have for you, a little bit about that sibling rivalry. And I love how Jason Bateman, you'll hear him talk about Kyle Chandler and how he needs to do more comedies.
You know, yeah, he does. And you'll hear in this interview that Kyle Chandler is a really funny guy. And so, yes.
We see him in so many serious things.
I know. And then you see him in interviews and you don't realize how funny he is and how much you just love. I just love him. So
it's a dry sense of humor.
Yeah, anyway, just take a listen to the interview.
Your character in Kyle's, which is also very fun, and it must have been fun to play off of that as well.
Yeah, you know, he was fantastic coming in playing that character for us. We got really, really lucky. He said yes. He doesn't do a lot of comedies, and I hope he does after this. He seemed to have a really, really good time and very easy to play brothers with. You know, he and I have a good sort of connection. So that was it was fun to kind of dig in there and kind of make some stuff up.
Yeah, it was fun. He's a lot of fun to work with. He's so good at what he does.
Yeah,
he's really good at what he does.
And he loved being in the movie with you. He said he hopes he'll do more comedies now because of this.
I would love to. I would love to. It's important for people to know that I am funny. So I'm out of work right now.
Wake up.
Not funny.
I can't believe Kyle Chandler is still out of work. How long ago did they finish this movie? And he doesn't have any.
He's got to be filming something else, I'm sure.
Maybe it's the Friday Night Lights reunion we've been waiting for.
Oh my God, I would die.
Right?
Die. Come on, we're rebooting everything else. Why don't we do just a
little
limited series run? See what the Taylors are up to.
He did finish, I guess, the next Godzilla movie. He plays Mark Russell.
Ew.
It says it's in post-production. That doesn't make sense.
I didn't
know
there was a...
I thought they were just starting to film that. Anyway, so he obviously won't be out of work for long.
No, come on.
But anyway, so also Jason Bateman talked about Jesse Plemons, how awesome he is. But they also were able to... They shared a couple scenes with the dog in the movie.
The dog. Mm-hmm.
The dog's character is Bastion. And Bastion is owned by Jesse Plemons' character in the movie. And the dog is quite a character.
Yes.
That definitely adds to...
Right. It's very pivotal in one hilarious scene. So.
Which you've probably seen in the trailer, but they obviously expand it for the film. And it is hilarious. I wish... I want to see a behind the scenes of how they filmed.
Right, me too.
Because
yeah, that was a really funny scene because it just kept getting worse. So it was just really great.
All right, so here are Jesse and Jason talking about Olivia.
Olivia is her real name.
It was her real name.
Playing Bastion in the film. Here you go.
You have a whole thing with, you spent a lot of time with that lovely little dog, or maybe there were several dogs, I don't know, in making of a movie, but I guess you bonded with that West Highland Terrier, I would guess.
I did, yeah. It's really, you kind of have to, because, movie dogs, so many times, they're just, you know, looking over at their trainer or whoever. And so, yeah, you know, in between takes, I would hold her and play with her and talk to her. And she gave me a few kisses, which definitely added to the relationship. Were you uncomfortable with this,
Kyle? I was. Let's put it out there. That little dog was creepy. That little dog would sit there, and it was so cute, like so cute, it couldn't have been real. You could have made bets and said, look, lift it up and turn it over. You can look at its battery set. And you'd believe it. It was the perfectly cute little dog. Like it was stuffed. Like it wasn't, it was a sort of a creepy little dog.
Like Gary.
Yeah.
But
perfect match.
It was also like the trainers, it was very well groomed, so you kind of had to pet it like you couldn't really. Nice dog. So you couldn't really treat it like a dog.
A real dog, exactly. Yeah.
I can't imagine having to work with an animal in a scene like the one they did. Like
right.
That's gonna be pretty tough. Like,
yeah, it's just it was funny in that interview. They talk about also how like they're like it's not really a real dog. Like you can't really pet it because it's such a pretty little dog. And they're like can't really pet it like a real dog.
And I thought it was interesting because maybe it's just the smoke and mirrors of filming.
Mm-hmm.
But like how Jesse was mentioning, a lot of times when you work with animals, they're always watching their
owner. They're watching their trainer, yeah.
And I was going to say, like, there was never a time where I thought they were looking, it was looking off camera or not paying attention to...
Yeah, I agree.
To Jesse.
Yeah.
But I will look out for that now in every other film or...
Commercials you can usually tell pretty well.
Well, I auditioned for that Missouri Lottery commercial, and there were supposed to be three cats on leashes. And within the audition, you just pretend. But I eventually saw it, and it was crazy.
I can't imagine training a cat to actually do what you want.
Yeah,
to do.
And they were like running around. Like I think it's one of those things you have to do it right when they're a kitten. Like
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean because there's no like if I tried to train my cat now.
Right, and I think they were flying them in from someplace too that I remember. But they were filming it in Kansas City. So
that's funny.
Anyway,
weird.
I was really hoping I could get that, but wasn't meant to be. Anyway, so what were some of the... Okay, so you talked about how you liked in this movie that the twist and turns.
Yeah.
So once it started twisting, did you see all the rest of the twists coming? Did it become a little too predictable?
A little bit. And I feel maybe like it went on just a little too long, right? Like, there was one twist and then there's another and then it just kept kind of going and I thought, okay, well, this is maybe getting a little too ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean... Yeah. I mean, there was, after the big reveal, I was like, okay, you could have probably ended it there.
Right, fine. And that would have been great.
Right, would have been fine. But then it kept going, and I was like, okay, maybe we didn't need to go this far, but
mm-hmm.
still enjoyable either way. But yeah, I think that's, Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's, speaking of game night, I know you love a good game night. I love a good game night.
We have game nights
We do
often.
Have. So what's one of your favorite games to play?
You know, I love trivia games, trivia games. We like to play one called, what's the werewolf one?
Oh, One Night
Werewolf. One Night a Werewolf. That one's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
The Secret Hitler one's a lot of fun, too. And that's another one of those, if you've played anything like Mafia or whatever, it's like you got to try and figure out who's who.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I really just, I like a lot of games. I don't know. I like most games.
I like all the old ones, like Trivial Pursuit.
I love Trivial
Pursuit. I've never played, and I hate to admit it, but you know this already. I hate to admit that I have never played Life or Risk.
I've never played Risk.
You haven't? Okay.
But I've played Life, and Life was one of my favorites growing up. We played Monopoly a lot, and Yahtzee a lot, and Uno. and cards and stuff. So there was a lot of that when we played. So I just like games in general.
Me too.
You know, it's fun, especially when you get around with your friends and stuff.
And Mexican Train Dominoes.
Mexican Train Dominoes. That is a go-to for this, for our friend group.
Yep.
And that is a lot of fun. Yeah, that one never gets tiring. You know, like that one is always a lot of fun to play. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I really like when occasionally we play with what is it called? The one where you flip.
Heads Up.
Heads Up. Yeah, that one's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then we played one game too at Thanksgiving with the Pictionary. Yeah. It's kind of like Pictionary.
The meme. No, not meme.
No, it was the drawing. The drawing. You draw something and people. It's kind of like telephone, but you draw something and then someone has to look at that picture and be like, oh, that's what that is. And then they write that down. You pass it around and then. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, me too. The meme one was pretty fun, too.
Yeah, I haven't played that one, but I want to.
Oh, yeah, I think you'd left.
Oh, you mean Cards Against Humanity, too, is another really funny one. Mm-hmm. It depends on your friend group, too. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. But there are so many great games out there now.
I know, really.
I love that.
Yeah.
I always hate reading instructions, so.
I do, too.
I always go right to the videos.
Me too.
Always.
And I'm also easier. Very much like, I don't really care about the rules. Like, the general idea, I know.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. We got to stick with the rules in this house.
We have some very hardcore game players
in our friend group. Yes, you have to stick with the
sticklers.
Rules. Sticklers. Mm-hmm. Or it's like, well, they don't play it this way. Oh my gosh. Yeah, the rules have now changed.
Right. God forbid you don't follow the rules.
I know.
I mean,
I get it to a degree.
Yeah, I did too. But I'm also like, it's all about having fun. Who cares?
Right. I'm not so super competitive.
It's right. Like, I'm not either. So
it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, right. It's just a game.
But I will say Catchphrase does, when I play Catchphrase.
Yeah, Catchphrase is a lot of fun.
I get a little competitive just because I don't want to hold on to it and it buzzes.
I hate
That's the worst part of
the worst part of that game is that countdown.
The countdown. Just give me a little.
Because you're,
give me a little hourglass with some sand.
I know. That one gets stuck. Yeah. Catchphrase is fun. Scattergories is really fun. Yeah. You know, yeah. I just love games. Yeah. So.
Excellent. All right. Well, again, Game Night, it is out in theaters right now. I highly recommend it.
I highly recommend it too. Fun. You know, there's some really standout moments. Like one of my favorite scenes in this film. Well, there's a few, but one of them was there's this whole scene where Rachel McAdams is like waving around this gun she thinks is fake and it's not, and it's just really funny. And then there's a whole scene with an egg they're throwing around, and anyway, it's all
pretty funny. That was a great
a great scene.
They shot
it?
That
they did.
Like, it was continuous.
Yeah, I think so.
I love when they do that.
Yeah, that was really neat.
You don't see that often.
And we should talk about, what's his name, Billy Magnuson?
Oh yeah, the one of the supporting guys, and he's in everything.
And he's in so many things
Billy
now.
Magnuson.
Yeah, and you'll recognize his face, but he's been in a lot of stuff. He was Into the Woods. He was on
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror, American Crime Story. He played Cato Kaelin.
Shit, he was in Anger Goes West.
I want to watch that movie.
He was Cato Kaelin too.
He was on the last season of Kimmy Schmidt as well. Mm-hmm. He played the good looking version of what's his face, David Cross. Anyway, he was really funny because he played kind of a dumb guy and it was really funny. So
He is. Yeah,
and then you got Winston from New Girl, who's in Lemon.
Yeah, and I could stand him in this one. I was never
Mick never really liked Winston.
But I liked him in this movie, so.
And he does his really, really funny impression of Denzel Washington from time to time, and it's really good. So.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's a fun gag in there too.
Yeah, it was a fun
gag. And there's
the table gag was really funny. Yeah. I agree. That was really funny.
Yep. Yeah. I like that. That was a good touch.
Anyway, yes. Highly recommended. Go see it. It's a lot of fun. So
All right, until next time, guys. Again, you can always follow us, A Gal and a Gay, on all social media.
Right? All Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We also have a website, agalandagaypodcast.com. So that's where you can reach us. So please.
Yep. Any feedback would be great, too. Or, you know, let us know on any of the social, any comments or anything you would like to share, and we will talk about it on our podcast.
Great. Okay. All right. Until next time. Bye.